This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There is a new TV show coming out, and it is about strippers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yep, it's about strippers. Women who make money as dancers on a pole. And the show is much along the lines of Rich Housewives, except for strippers. Because we all need to know how strippers live and see the inner struggle of being a stripper. And by the way, these strippers better check with the IRS. They're lucky it's a Biden administration run by this guy. Sister Girl is number two, because I'm telling you, these girls are making a lot of money. I hope they're paying their taxes. One of them I saw in a McLaren. The other one I saw in a Lamborghini. And you can imagine what this show, you know, just how they depict these women. It was literally Rich Housewives, but I don't think these strippers have husbands per se. They might have boyfriends, or they might have pimps or whatever, but a show for strippers. And then I said, what next? A transgender stripper show? Don't discount it, by the way. Don't discount it. The name of the show is called Beyond the Pole.
This season on Beyond the Pole, the only one thing, or maybe two things, that I would say that you can take with you from the life of being an exotic dancer is your hustle and your heart.
Every one of us has some underlying issues.
This is for my dad passing away. This is for cancer. My struggle.
I actually was diagnosed with melanoma. I have stage 2 skin cancer.
Does your son know you yet?
He sees me count my money. He sees my big old shoes.
You know, I don't want to hide it.
I think I got a solution to your problem, though.
Hey.
I've made millions of dollars in coach. Over 12 people can name that. I'm not about to debate with nobody. I'm about to get my bag for real. Y'all take this mic off of me. I'm like, sit it up.
And from there, it just...
I ain't not going to go to a strip club and get no coin.
Oh, my God.
I don't need to be rescued, and I definitely don't need her to rescue me.
In or out, baby. It's your choice.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Talking about Beyond the Pole. Strippers' lives. Because we all need an inside look at that, don't we? Just like we all need to have an understanding of transsexuals, and we have to have an understanding of all the LGBT issues, LGBTQ. Now it's going to be LGBTQS, because the strippers got to have their thing. They need love too, Kevin Jackson. What are you being square, Kevin? Are you a prude? These are women getting over, making their money, man. They are large, you know, bold, large, and in control. What the girls say, your hustle and your heart. That's what you get out of this thing. Your hustle and your heart. We have a generation of women in the black community. By the way, this isn't just limited to the black community, but per capita, there's probably a lot more black strippers than there are white strippers. Your hustle and your heart. So we teach young girls how to hustle. And if you think that these girls aren't influenced by strippers, I give you Cardi B. I'm just saying. Look at all the glitz and the glamour of Hollywood is caught up in stripping. And oh, by the way, what do you think little boys want to be? They want to be pimps. They want to be in the fancy looking clothes, driving the nice cars and have the grills and the jewelry and all that kind of stuff. They want to be pimps. Running them girls, that's not what they call them, but I cleaned it up for radio. One of the girls said this, every one of us has underlying issues. They do. You want to know what the number one underlying issue is for a stripper? And I don't need anybody's polling to tell me. Anybody want to take a guess? Y'all want to take a guess? The number one issue, underlying issue, for a woman who decides she's going to become, as one girl called it, an exotic dancer. It ain't that exotic. I think of exotic dancing, I'm thinking of a belly dancer or some girl that can really do a crazy, you know, like there's a lot of dancing that is exotic. But it isn't about taking your clothes off and shaking your butt. That's not exotic dancing. But that's what she called it. That was her euphemism, because she didn't want to call herself what she is. Because you know how it is with the left. They got to clean the language up. They got a name for everybody. A dope dealer is pharmaceutical salesman. You get what I'm saying, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? I think you do. Every one of them has an underlying issue. But the number one underlying issue for exotic dancers, strippers, prostitutes, hookers, you want to name it. You want to know the number one issue is a lack of a father. The number one issue for men who have gone to prison, especially minority men who are in prison, you want to know the number one galvanizing thing that they share in common? They were raised by a single mommy. In other words, a lack of a father. That is the number one issue. My son was talking to me the other day, and some kid said to him, "Hey, man, can you come do so-and-so?" And my son said, "I got to check with my dad." And the guy goes, "Well, you need to hurry up and talk to your dad about it," or whatever. And he was, you know, like, "Go ahead and get your dad to get your permission." And my, you know, my son told me, he was telling me the story. I said to him, "Do you know who my dad is?" My son was like, "Nobody does that to my dad. Nobody. And I'm not." I was actually proud of him, because he knows it. There is nothing that... You're not going to come at me hard, because I respond harder. The immovable object meets the impenetrable force. Is that what we are? Because I ain't going anywhere. So anyway, yeah, that lack of a father. I got lucky. I could have been one of those kids. I could have been a stripper. A male stripper. Which, by the way, they have just as many issues. But you want to know where I blame this? Where I put the blame on all these women that think they've made it? That's one of the girls. Does your son know if you dance? "Well, he sees my high heels. He sees all the money I bring. You know, what she's saying is, yeah, he knows. He may not say anything, but he knows. And he's building his value in his own mind through that. That's the most important person to him in the world. The mom that's making that feeds him and does all that stuff. You think he's processing that the right way? I blame the women's movement, folks. That's who I blame. I don't know who you blame. Maybe you don't even cast any blame. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Juan Williams is leaving the Five. I know that's got to have you just broken to pieces, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Juan Williams is leaving the Five. They announced it last week. Is that he is a columnist for The Hill. He made the announcement during the One More Thing segment of the show. He said he decided to stay in D.C. when the show resumes filming at its studio in New York. The Five is set to begin filming from headquarters again on June the 1st. I guess people like that show. It's Gutfeld's little, I don't know, his ramp. He was already popular with Fox before that, but I don't find it that enjoyable. To be honest with you. And it's gotten its legs. And, of course, it's a version of The View. Everybody wants to have their little version of it. But Fox has lost so much of its luster. I've been talking about this to many people. I heard they got rid of Donna Brazile, though. And I'm thinking maybe Juan Williams was let go. Here's what Juan says. COVID taught me a lot of lessons. As the show goes back to the New York studio, I'll be staying in D.C. Williams' last day was Wednesday. He said he will continue to be a Fox News political analyst and will be working for the network from D.C. You know, it's been going on 7 years since I've been a daily host of this show. The show's popularity has grown every single year. Pretty easy to do when it starts out in the dump. So thank you. Thank you so much to you, the viewers. Thank you. Juan Williams owes a lot to conservative viewers. I mean, I remember the fiasco when he got fired from PBS. He was on a plane. He lands. Sean Hannity goes to Roger Ailes and bails him out. Gets Juan a... I know Juan was making at least $1 million a year. I think his contract was $2 million, maybe $2 million over 2 years. It was a fat contract, particularly for somebody who's not that talented. And, woof, all I can tell you is, whatever. Megan Albano, Vice President Albano, not Albino, Albano, Vice President of the Five and Weekend Programming, confirmed in a statement to the Hill that Williams left to stay closer to family. All right. I mean, if that's the story they want to tell, I don't care. It's kind of like this BLM fraud who resigned. Do we really know the story? Patrice Khan Cullors. I call her Khan, spelled C-O-N. She's the co-founder of the terrorist group Black Lives Matter, an avowed Marxist who did pretty well for herself financially. You know the story. I'll recap it, but I'm not going to go into it. But she purchased millions of dollars in real estate. And when confronted with the shocking truth of her non-Marxism, Cullors explained that she was, quote, taking care of my family. That sounds like an excuse even Bernie Sanders could appreciate. Mrs. Sanders, why are you doing so well as you're in your socialism? Well, I've got to take care of my family. Well, isn't that what capitalism is about? Taking care of your family. Because Bernie and Khan Cullors seem to be doing very well at taking care of their families. But you can rejoice, conservatives, because people know. People are looking at these people and going, wait a minute. Come on. Juan Williams has made millions of dollars. He's a Democrat who thinks he doesn't pay enough taxes. I dare you to go look up Juan Williams, what he pays, and to ask him. Say, Juan, do you pay more in taxes or do you look for loopholes? How much money do you donate to charity? Because he's made a lot of money from so-called conservatism. I wonder what Juan could do if he had been over at MSNBC or somewhere like that. Would he make as much money? Because PBS was sure quick to let him go. Khan Cullors, con woman, Bernie Sanders, con man, done nothing all their lives until they got into something political. When they got a cause behind them, guess what? And you know what? Let me tell you something, white people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You got to look at the money these folks raise. $90 million is what these people raise. Black Lives Matter. $90 million. These people are giving money away to it's reparations. And they don't want to tell you who their donors are, but they're getting millions of dollars to preach nonsense, to be terrorists in this country. I just want you to understand. When you talk about the money, I'm out there fighting against critical race theory, fighting against 1619, fighting against Black Lives Matter and these nonsensical racist things that are occurring all over the country. And I'm not going to say we barely keep the lights on, but it is a fraction of what these people do out there. We are in it for good and we get nothing. How pathetic. I'm not blaming you. You have a choice of where you put your money and your time and your energy and all that. But I will tell you this. How these people figure out how to get this money and the people that allow it to come in is unbelievable. That is not a charitable organization. It is an anti-American divisive organization where people, quite frankly, should be in prison. Putting targets on the backs of police. Those within the Black Lives Matter organization wanted an investigation of Khan Cullors. But she found her way into the inner sanctum, and Mark Zuckerberg, one of the richest men in the world, issued a fatwa against anybody who would dare criticize this racist black hypocrite. Yep, like Zuckerberg did with this whole vaccine hesitancy, he ordered his minions to bury any references to Con Color's graph, to anything that involves making her look bad as a Marxist going out spending millions of dollars on homes, money she didn't have. She didn't earn this money. Oh, come on, Kevin, she brought in a lot of money for BLM. Okay, I'll give her that. But I'll make you this bet. It isn't her fundraising prowess. It has to do with the white folks pulling the strings, saying, okay, when we ring this bell, this Pavlovian bell, you colored people better run up here and do what we tell you, or else you won't be buying those houses. See, here's the good news, though. This story didn't go away, despite Zuckerberg trying to bury it and all this other stuff. It didn't go away. Millions of people recognize this hypocrisy. And we continue to push the story. And we proved that Facebook and other social media can't keep the truth from surfacing. Colors is a con, period. And now BLM's got to find a new leader. She says she created the infrastructure and the support and the necessary bones and foundation so that she could leave. She says it feels like the time is right. 37-year-old activist said her resignation had been in the works for more than a year and has nothing to do with the personal attacks she's faced from far-right groups. Yeah, it's us, right? Those were right-wing attacks that tried to discredit my character, and I don't operate off what the right thinks about me, Collins Khan, the con woman said. It feels like the time is right. Yeah, she fleeced the organization for millions of dollars, and now she wants out of the spotlight, con woman.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's largest meat supplier is the latest target for hackers. JBS Meatpacking says hackers have gone after servers for its North America and Australian IT systems. Maine Independent Senator Angus King tells CNBC this is very concerning.
I can't overstate how concerned I am. We keep having wake-up calls, and we keep not waking up. And we're, you know, the meat packer now, it's the food supply. A month ago, it was fuels. It could be energy next. It could be transportation. It could be the financial sector. And we've really got to scale up our responses.
The Supreme Court says Johnson & Johnson must pay $2 billion to women who say its baby powder contained cancer-causing asbestos. The justice is siding with a lower court in Missouri. USA Radio News. New Jersey police officers on patrol will be required to wear body cameras as a state law goes into effect. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy touting the technology as he was there to mark the milestone. Calls continue for a more thorough investigation from the World Health Organization regarding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The British Intelligence Service is reevaluating their views on the lab leak theory, with some British spies telling the New York Times that it is feasible. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is a House Oversight Committee ranking member.
At the very least, we're going to find out that China was not transparent. We're going to find out that China covered up what they knew. China's going to have a lot of explaining to do. And I think that the American people not only are going to demand that the Democrats hold hearings on this, they're going to demand that the Democrats join the Republicans in holding China accountable.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Senator from Kentucky.
We may never know whether the pandemic arose from the lab in Wuhan, but we do know that so far no intermediate animal host has been discovered. Thousands of animals at the wet market have been looked at. None of them have carried COVID-19. We've tried to infect COVID-19 into bats. It doesn't grow well in bats. It seems most adapted and suitable for humans. We may not know whether this ever arose out of a Wuhan lab, but I think gain-of-function research, where we take a deadly virus, sometimes much more deadly than COVID, and then we increase its transmissibility to mammals, is wrong. In 2014, NIH stopped all of this research. I'm using the same definition to say any gain-of-function research should not be funded in China with U.S. taxpayer dollars, and I recommend a yes vote. Thank you.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to vitiate the 60-vote requirement for this amendment and yield back time.
Is there objection? Without objection. All time is yielded back. The question is now on the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. It seems as if the ayes have it. The amendment is agreed to.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. More on the Wu flu drama. Some people say that we need to make China pay, and I agree. Maybe they have to forgive Americans' debt. They owe us we owe them trillions of dollars. They have to forgive our debt. It costs us trillions of dollars, but the Democrats and other leftists were all too happy to participate. And now what are we left with? The carnage of the vaccines. The Wu flu was bad enough because it was a new variant of a flu, and it was killing people, but it wasn't killing people the way that everybody was trying to make it out to be. And in fact, as one of a doctor who wrote to me pointed out, the old people who died were probably going to die of natural causes anyway. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Here's what I just saw here. They've got this, they are now advertising, oh, thank you for making a shot available for kids up to 12 years old or whatever. They're glorifying this stupid shot that less the children younger and younger can take it. And these are kids that have, they're going to get it and they won't even know it. So these kids are taking a shot, and it is absolutely devastating these people. Look, you can do what you want, but I'm telling you, and when the government is pressuring you like this and offering incentives like a lottery and all that, you got to wonder what's going on. 18 teenagers have been hospitalized with heart conditions in Connecticut post-Wu flu vaccination. Global Care reports of myocarditis, which is heart inflammation, has been increasing with tens of thousands of cardiac-related injuries being reported to COVID-19 monitoring systems since the program began in December. This is serious stuff. Enlarging the heart. My uncle had an enlarged heart, not the one who died. I mean, this uncle died as well from complications of his enlarged heart. It's not, you think, oh, my heart getting bigger, that's got to be a good thing. Nope, nope, it's not. 14 cases of myocarditis have been reported in one county in Washington State, with the youngest individual 16 years of age and the oldest 42. These are people in the sweet spot of life, 16 to 42, dying of the Wu flu shot, not Wu flu. Wu flu had a 0.001% chance of killing them. I'm talking exponentially less than 1%. This is a dangerous situation, and it's malfeasance and malpractice of the government to not let people know this. They are telling people this shot is safe. They are inducing people to take it. Companies are trying to enforce it. I'm just telling you, lawsuit coming if anybody tries to make me take it. Lawsuit coming. The UK has recorded over 2,100 cardiac injuries for the Pfizer vaccination alone. Both Pfizer and Moderna, the mRNA variant vaccinations, have been implicated in producing cardiac injury in vaccine recipients. There is nothing safe about this. And you know, it's funny. It's, if it were one or two things, you would say, okay, it gives you palsy. Okay, it enlarges the heart, or it gives you an arrhythmia. You know, one or two. And because, I mean, don't you chuckle at the vaccines, the remedies when you see them on TV and they say may cause blindness and, you know, and male infertility and, you know, boils and rat, you know, droppings out of your butt or whatever. And you're sitting there going, who would take this? Look at the list of stuff that's associated with this. It's insane. Blindness. Okay, let's start over. The one they told us about was palsy, of course, death, and then blood clots. I believe those were the top three. Maybe I've got it wrong. You guys can let me know. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So palsy, blood clots, then came blindness, all right? And now enlarged hearts and skin disorders, massive rashes that sort of mimic a, what they call it, when the flesh-eating stuff. I mean, insanity. And of course, you can hang a magnet off your arm when you take the shot. What in the world? Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle. Pericarditis is inflammation of the tissue that forms a sac around the hearts. Peri meaning perimeter. Pericardial effusion is the buildup of extra fluid in the space around the heart. These are things that this disease, this cure, I use my finger quotes, this cure for the disease can create. VAERS, which I told you guys is the reporting system, the data for the week ending, and keep in mind, this is a while ago, this is almost 2 weeks ago, documents over 2,000 myocardial, pericardial, cardiac-specific injuries reported post-COVID-19 vaccination. And let me just give you an idea of just what this is causing. This is what gets me. I mean, again, folks, you do what you want to do. It's your body, your choice. But I would feel remiss not telling you this. So here's a list of the things that have happened. Of those numbers I gave you, 2,000 cases. 259 cases of myocarditis, 485 recorded myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, 493 cardiac arrest, which is different than a heart attack. I don't know exactly how, but it is. 320 pericardial-related events, including 187 reports of pericarditis, 118 reports of pericardial effusion. So I told you that's one's the sac around the heart and then the filling and the fluids, the sac around the heart. 168 cardiac disorders. 198 congestive heart failures. 95 cardiac failures. 149 cardiorespiratory arrest. 87 cardiomegaly, enlarged heart. 42 cardiogenic shock. This is not good for your heart. You remember the old saying, beans is good for the heart. The more you eat, the more you... Well, the shot doesn't help. The shot is not good. I feel bad telling people this, you know, because I feel like I'm playing dead, you know, I'm being the mean, you know, guy on the radio. But I'm telling you the truth. There's no way I'd get this shot. CDC issued a statement on May 27 stating the organization was monitoring for myocarditis in association with the vaccinations in mostly younger individuals, people who would never have trouble with their hearts. The agency continued to recommend administration of Wu flu vaccinations while ignoring the documentation showing that individuals aged 0 to 20 are at virtually no risk from COVID-19. They don't care. And I don't get it. Here's others. Adverse events reports increases by cases in 1 week. 35,106 increase. Multiple reports may be submitted for one event, but researchers have flagged issues within the data system implicating potential undercounting of total events. So, total adverse events report, 1,150,000 and change. Total individual events counted, 262,000. Folks, that is a 4x less count than reality. I don't think that comes as a surprise to anybody that listens to this show. I've been telling you, they've been fudging the numbers since this thing began. The number of cases underreported, the number of deaths overreported. A ruse. Total deaths, look at this. Total death events report 20,713 by these researchers. Total individual deaths counted 4,863. Again, massive undercounting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Last week, we lost one of the greatest
men I have ever known. And his name is Foster Freeze. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to give a quick dedication to my buddy, Foster, who passed away on May 27th with his family. Foster, we knew he was sick, and I just want to tell you a little bit about my story with Foster. So, for years, I would see this amazing, handsome guy, older gentleman at various events, and people would just be flocking around him. And he's always smiling, and he had this beautiful coif of white hair, always dressed really nice, kind of rustic country, or, you know, occasionally in a suit, and just drew a crowd, and fun guy. And I would just occasionally walk up like, who is this dude? But I was minding my business. I didn't butt in like, hey, who is that guy? Never asked the question, but I saw him at probably 6-7 events. And finally, at one of the events, Foster comes over to me, and he just has a conversation with me and says, you know, can we go? No, you know what? I take that back. I'd met him officially at an event. I think it was at a CPAC. And somebody comes up to me and says, hey, man, you know who that guy is? And I said, yeah, his name's Foster. You go, yeah, but do you know who he is? And yeah, he's a billionaire, man, blah, blah, blah. And I went, I didn't even know. I go, I just like him. He's such a likable guy. Well, anyway, I did an event, spoke to about 2,500 people, and I made a joke. I just got my ancestry DNA, but I joked. You know, it was just a joke about it. But I went up to the people and I said, hey, you know, normally I give these sort of comedic presentations, but I just got some news. And do you guys mind if I share it with you? I got my ancestry DNA, and it's rather shocking. And so Foster's sitting out in the audience. There's about 2,500 people. And I said, you know, I've written books about my father. But I said, as it turns out, I got my ancestry DNA, and Foster Freeze is my dad. And Foster cracks up laughing. Cracks up laughing. Of course, the audience is dying, and Foster had just spoken, I think, one or two speakers before me. And that's the way I started my speech, and then I went on and gave a regular speech. So after that, Foster comes up to me, and he says, Kevin, he goes, man, we have got to become friends. He goes, I just so enjoy being around you. And he goes, I feel like we're just brothers in Christ kind of a thing. And I was like, I feel the same way, Foster. I said, I met you, you know, a couple years ago, whatever. He goes, I remember that. And he told me the situation. He goes, hey, listen, why don't you call, contact me, and let's either go fishing or, let's go golfing or pheasant hunting. And I cracked up. And he was like, what? He's looking at me like, why are you laughing? I said, Foster, you're the only dude I know who would invite a black dude to go golfing or pheasant hunting and not even realize how funny that sounds. I mean, you want to go, you know, eat some barbecue and shoot some, play some bones and shoot some, you know, some dice, you know, play some basketball. And so he didn't get it. And that's what I loved about Foster. It was just, man, Kevin, you are so cool. I want you to come and hang out with me. So long story short, 2 years goes by. I try to contact this man for 2 years. Gatekeepers, they will not let me near him. And finally, I saw him at another CPAC, and he sees me, and he's like, hey, Kevin. I said, Foster. I said, what is the deal with your staff? He goes, what do you mean? I said, I've been trying to reach you for 2 years so I could go pheasant hunting or golfing. And he was livid. Livid. I can't believe it. Who was it? I said, let's not worry about that. I said, let's just, he goes here. He gives me another number. He says, you call this number and you make sure that this happens. And I said, I will. So I got back, called him up. They said, you know, yeah, Foster was very adamant, yada, yada, yada. So long story short, he sends me an email saying, I kept this email. He says, Kevin, I got to get my jet out of customs in Austria. But if I'm able to get it, I'll swing by and pick you up, and then we'll fly together to Arizona. I didn't live in Arizona at the time. And I kept that email because I'm like, how many of my friends are going to tell me they got a jet trapped in customs and they're going to come pick me up? I mean, that's as close to white privilege as I'm going to get. So I kept that email. Long story short, he couldn't pick me up. He says, fly yourself down there first class. I'll pay for it. You'll stay at my casita, yada, yada. I did. Went and spent 4 days with him. Golfing. I forget the name of the place, but I can see it in my mind's eye. Beautiful place. I had he had four casitas. He had lots of homes in Arizona, but the four casitas, and I was in one of them, 3,000 square feet. They leave a basket of flowers for me. They had a bottle of wine, a note telling me how everything worked, and I looked in the refrigerator fully stocked. It was amazing. So after that, Foster would say, hey, Kev, you want to go fishing? You want to? We're going to Alaska to go fishing. You want to come? Yeah. Hey, Kevin, we're having pheasant hunting. Yeah, let's go pheasant hunt. Yeah, I'll pay for it. I'll pick you up in a jet. So he's flying me around. We're having a good time. I will tell you, this guy's never one time been pretentious. So let me tell you about him. So we're sitting at a brunch after golf, and a girl comes up and she keeps covering her mouth when she's giving us service. And he says, "Hey," he says, "I bet you have a beautiful smile, but you won't show it very much." And she just kind of when she came back, he says, "Hey, listen, what's your name?" And she says her name. He says, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to town, and you're going to pick out a dentist. And don't tell him I'm paying for it, but ask him whatever it takes to get your mouth to where you will expose that beautiful smile of yours." He says, you put me in contact with him, and I'm going to take care of it. But don't tell him that I'm doing it. You tell him that, you know, your situation." And the girl did. And I told him, I said, "Foster, what a great thing that you did. Because you changed that girl's life. You changed who she's going to date, how she's going to feel about herself." And he didn't say a word. There are literally thousands of stories like that. People that, I had a guy come up to me. I met him at an event. He says, "Hey, you're good friends with Foster?" He says, "Man," he goes, "let me tell you about Foster." A black dude, a preacher. He says, "Man, I spent 5 minutes talking with Foster. And he sent me $50,000 for my ministry." I said, "Not surprised." I don't know if I told you guys this story. Last Christmas, Foster says, "Hey," sends me an email, "Kevin, giving you $100,000, but you got to give it away to a certified 501c3 charity that needs it, not the United Way." So we gave it to a fallen officers that was struggling. I'd gone to their event. They were upside down because of that event. Gave them $100,000. The guy's wife cried on the phone. Couldn't believe it. I'm just telling you. That was his generosity. I don't have a fraction of the stories of this guy, but let me tell you his impact on me. Introducing me to people like Ross Perot Jr. and Mike Marshall and many other people who are personal friends of mine now. People that I've learned even more about the generosity of people that the left they despise. This man has given away over $500 million. And every time he gave it away, he would say to me when I was with him, I was on a flight with Foster to two locations where he gave two charities, $5 million each. And I just said, "Foster, you have amazing generosity." He says, "Kevin, it's not my money. It's God's money." This man has impacted so many people. In so many positive ways, I can't even describe it. He sent me an email once. He said, "Here's all of my and Lynn's properties." He goes, "We can't be in all of them. Take some friends. Go stay in them. Have fun." It didn't matter. You had an event. "Foster, can you help me out with this event?" "Sure. Send a note to Steve." Whatever. Did it. He arranged meetings with people on the other side. He wanted to listen. He wanted to really understand people. You know, they tried to ostracize this man and make him out to be a racist and a bigot. I mean, hate women, misogynist, whatever. And I got to tell you, if you know a fraction of what Foster has done for people of all races, colors, creeds, nationalities, sexualities, there is no way you could bring that up without feeling like a clown. I wish this guy could have lived forever. I do. I never took a dime from Foster in terms of big donors. He would tell me all the time, "Kevin, tell me more about your business. I want to help." And I never did. I don't care. I don't have any regrets. Foster put things on my bucket list that I didn't even know could go on a bucket list. I didn't even know they existed. He opened my eyes in so many ways. I can never repay him. I could never thank this man enough. God bless you, Foster. Rest in peace. I love you.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.